Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike, is Schulze at least moving up the day-to-day status yet?
He is. He's getting close. You know, today he participated full contact. He looks strong to me out there today. We got him involved in the power play. So I think he's anxious. He's anxious to play here. So, you know, we'll see how he responds today, and we'll make decisions accordingly.
How's Gino doing?
Gino skated this morning. Gino and Zach both did on their own with Ty, I believe. So he's making progress.
But sort of playing off that drill that you stopped, what do you want to see out of your decor that you haven't seen in the last couple of games?
I just want us to execute, you know, better. I have higher expectations of our guys. They're good players. And I think sometimes, you know, we don't want hope to be part of our strategy. And that's what I told them is, you know, if we've got a hope to connect on a pass, we're better off not making the pass. And sometimes the best play is no play and keeping the puck in the safe part of the ice and not trying to, you know, do something that that puts us in vulnerable positions. And so I thought we did a lot of hoping in that particular drill, and that was the message to them.
Like, when you get Justin back, is it safe to assume that you'd like to see him and Ole click together, or will you sort of reevaluate all your pairings?
We've talked about combinations. We haven't come up with a game plan yet, but that's certainly one that is a possibility. You know, Ole and Schulze have played together in the past, and they've been a strong pair for us, so... But we've talked about a number of different combinations here moving forward. We'll see when we have the full complement of the defensemen.
Mike, when you had a right-handed shot, does that allow you to play faster, or is it just a luxury to have a second right-hander?
Well, I think it's beneficial to have defensemen on their strong sides. You know, when the puck comes around the wall in the offensive zone, it's a much easier play to make on your forehand when you're under pressure. Same thing on a neutral zone counter or a breakout. When you can make the play on your forehand, it makes it a little bit easier, a little bit more efficient. You know, when you add a right-handed shot like Schulze, now you're adding a guy that has offensive instincts, that's a really good puck mover and can help us with our transition game and in so many different capacities.
Mike, I know that chemistry is what it is, but when you get new guys, do you immediately sense if there's chemistry there? Can you see it right away?
Yeah, you can see signs of it for sure. You know, when guys, whether they fit in or they gel with a line combination or a defense pair or whatever it may be. So, you know, it is important, and that's something that when we're acquiring players, we always talk about the character of the person first and foremost, and whether or not they can fit into our dressing room. With the people that we have, you know, we think so highly of our group and the character of the people that we have, that's every bit as important as your ability to play.
How significant is it, Mike, in your opinion, that Rusty can play left wing effectively under the circumstances of having so many right-handed shooters?
Well, it's a luxury from our standpoint. You know, it just gives us more versatility. It gives us the ability to play guys and put different combinations together that we think can be complementary, that we think can give us balance, that ultimately gives us the best combinations that make us hard to play against and give us the best chance to win. And so, you know, I think one of the things that Rusty prides himself in is his ability to play all over the lineup in all the different positions. You know, there aren't too many positions that we haven't tried him at since he's been a Penguin. And he seems to embrace the role, and he does a great job at it. So, you know, he has a comfort level on the left side. Obviously, he's shown an ability to play the right side, but he's got a comfort level on the left side as well. So it just gives us more flexibility.
Are you anxious to get a look at Hughstad on the right side
as soon as you're healthy enough to do that?
Well, it's something certainly that we talked about, and depending on how we want the lines to play out, you know, I think once again it just gives us flexibility whether we could use him as a third line center if we so choose, and he'd be very good at that. But he's also an offensively gifted player that has the ability to play in a top six capacity, and so it just gives us a lot of flexibility. And we've talked about a number of different combinations, and you know, sometimes when you put them down on paper or we do it in our coach's room, you know, how you think something's going to play out and how it actually plays out are two different things. And sometimes we stumble on things that out of necessity that end up working for us. And so we have some ideas on how we're going to use the players when we get healthy. But right now, the flexibility that we have and the depth that we have is encouraging.
I imagine you're pretty happy with the football game.
One or two more?
Well, it's, you know, it's you have to tip your hat to the Patriots. That's the way I look at it. You know, as I said, I was asked a question before the Toronto game, I think, and I'm just a big sports fan in general, and you know, and I have a lot of respect for people that succeed and excel. And you know, we're always trying to strive to get better as individuals and as a group. And you know, I always look for other examples on how to improve and get better as a coach. And those guys have, you know, you can't help but be respect what they've accomplished.
Those guys, that game was a coach's special, wasn't it? We were bored, but there's the defense going on there. You kind of love that sort of stuff.
I thought it was terrific. I really did. I just think it's a different challenge. You know, to win it. And I always, whenever I watch another sport, I always try to draw the correlation to our sport. And I, because there's lessons to be learned. And what I loved about it was just the, you have to tip your hat to both teams. I thought they both showed so much resolve and discipline and not making the big mistake or just taking what your opponent gives you. You know, it's not unlike winning a hockey game 1-0 or 2-1. And I think that's, you know, we can all learn something from that.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. That's why coaches aren't in charge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.